Good afternoon, you're through to Jamie at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hi, Jamie. It's Chris right here. I just got your email.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling me back. Bear with me one moment. Just going to get back into your case now. Right, Chris, just for data protection, before we can continue, can you please confirm your date of birth?
27/06/1983.
And your postcode, please.
KY120QR.
Right, that's absolutely perfect. Thanks so much for coming back to me. I've just went into the inbox and seen you've emailed again. So that's great. I'll pop that on the system. That number you've provided us, is that your current number, yes?
Yeah, as I.
Perfect, perfect. I'll update that in the system.
I had sent it to Billy. I messaged Billy last week telling him that I had a new number.
Right. I do apologise. It doesn't seem to have found its way to the file, but I'm going to update that right now. So that's 077-62-088-057, yes?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Okay. So, yes, my name's Jamie. I'm going to be assisting you with this aspect of your application. So the application has been accepted by the redress scheme. So the purpose of this call is just to make sure everything's correct, take a few more details, and then we'll be able to pass it on to our specialist team who deal with the requesting of all the information from the relevant institutions. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. So as I said, I do this with every client. I just want to make sure we've got everything correct. So I've got your name. I've got your date of birth, your address and postcode. And that's fine. So I'm just going to go into the institutions. So we have, you were in Gorebridge Children's Home, Midlothian. Is that correct?
It's Midlothian, yeah.
Right, okay. And that was in 1963?
No, that was... I was 15. So that would have been 90-something.
I was about to say, yes, it says 1963, but you weren't born until 1983, so that's
incorrect. I know.
Incorrect.
I don't know why that says 63. I think it was 90...
So you were 15, so it was around 1998, 1997?
Yes, around, yeah.
Right, and how long were you there for?
I was there until I was 22.
22, so that would take...
So 2003 I moved out.
2003, right, okay. That's perfect. I'll update on our system. As I said, this is why I would just like to double check everything's correct. So, was that the only institution you were at in relation to any care?
I was at an old boys school over in Fife. It was called Falkland House School.
Old boys school. And when you say you were at the old boys school, so were you placed there by social services? Was it like a borstal or a fostering type situation?
It was a residential school.
It was a residential. Right, okay. And was there any abuse that happened there?
Yes, I was mentally, physically and sexually abused there.
Right, okay. So what I'm going to do is we certainly need to get that inputted. Bear with me one moment. Right. Right, so can you tell me the name of that institution again?
It's called Falkland House School.
Falkland House School. And whereabouts that in Scotland? Is it Perth or Fife?
No, it's actually in Fife. It's in Falkland, Fife, yeah.
Right, let's have a look. Right, yeah, it looks like it's still there. So Falkland House School in Fife. Let me just get their address up just so I can do everything whilst on the phone now. So it says Falkland Westport, I apologise if I butcher this pronunciation, but is it Cooper or Cooper? Is that sound about right?
It's not in Cooper.
Oh, is it not? No. Is it?
No, Cooper's like miles away from there.
Right.
Okay. It's actually in a wee town called Falkland.
Oh, so it's in a town called Falkland. Let me have a look. And Falkland is in Fife, yes?
Yeah. It's beside Ladybank and...
Right, let me see if I can find, because it looks like there's more than one place called Falkland House now, so obviously some of these institutions can shut down or change the name, etc. So
as far as I'm aware, it's still open, but it's more to do with disability now.
Yeah, well, that the one that came up states it works. It looks like with disability, with autism, etc. So let me just go on their website and I'll have a look at their privacy notice and see what I can dig out. Yeah, so the one that's coming up is Falkland Fife KY157AE.
So that's it.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. So let me just write this down. Falkland House School. That's in Falkland Fife. And we've got a postcode here as well. That's Grace, that's KY157AE. Right, okay, so when were you at Falkland House? What years was that?
Oh, God, right. Well, I was there for first year. So, for first year straight up to fourth. So, I was there, I think I was there about 4 or 5 years.
So, from first to fourth, so you would have been about, am I correct in saying, around the ages of five when you were there?
Is that no, when you first started? No, I'm talking about as in high school age.
Oh, right, okay. So what, have you got an approximate year range that you would have been there?
Well, I was still at my foster carers in Dunbar when I first started. So... I think it was 1995 to 1999.
Okay, so if you were there 1995 to 1999, so there's a crossover then with the children's home. So you said 1997. So would that be correct?
Yeah, that's right. Because when I got moved to the children's home, I was still later going to school there.
Right. Okay. Let me just pop that in. That's absolutely fine. Right, so I've updated that. I just need to take some further information in relation to, you may recall, providing a personal statement, just a short, succinct statement in relation to the abuse you suffered at Goodridge. So now I need to do the same for the Falkland House School.
Okay.
So just in your own words, obviously I'll ask some questions if I need any further information, but tell me about what happened. Obviously, the more information you provide, the better in terms of any names, any conversations, any specific acts of abuse that you can remember. Okay?
Oh, I was bullied relentlessly every day.
Right.
Maybe physical, emotionally. And then after that, it was... I was sexually abused.
And was the sexual abuse in Falkland House School, or was that in the other institution?
No. That was right. Falkland House.
Right, emotional. And can you remember the names of any of the perpetrators?
Ryan McKenzie, Stuart Andrews.
And were these teachers, yes?
No, they're pupils.
They were pupils.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And did you confide in any of the, obviously, the staff who worked there about what had happened?
Oh, yeah, the staff knew I was getting bullied relentlessly. They saw it. I didn't say anything about my sexual abuse until later on. But they were made aware after.
Right, okay. So in terms of the staff, so what abuse did you suffer from the staff?
None. The staff were great with me. There was no abuse for the staff at all.
Right, okay, so I'm correct in saying that, so in the Goodridge one, obviously you suffered abuse there, the Falkland House School one, that was predominantly, you were suffering at the hands of other people, like the, not the staff, the pupils themselves,
yes,
when they're with
yeah.
you. Right,
yeah.
Bear with me one moment. I'm just going to do a bit more reason, because I thought it was quite peculiar that they wouldn't have picked up on the Falkland House one. So bear with me just while I read the guidance notes and just see if this is still an applicable institution. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Give me 60 seconds, one moment. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thank you very much for that. Yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. I just wanted to make sure it was still relevant, and it is. So what we'll do is we'll make sure that's submitted into your final submissions to the redress scheme. Okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, there was Ryan McKenzie and Stuart Andrews. They're the pupils you can recall. So we'll go through it, and we'll start with the physical. So when you say physical abuse, what type of physical abuse did you suffer at the hands of Ryan and Stuart?
Basically getting battered constantly.
Right, okay. Can you recall one of the worst times you've had to get... Oh, sorry, let's start with... So this, where you say constantly, we're talking a daily basis, a weekly basis?
Yeah, it was daily basis. And it wasn't just them, it's others as well.
So but they're the ones you can recall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So the injuries you suffered, was it just bruising? Did you ever break anything? Was there any medical intervention because of this?
No.
Right, so it's just generally, so we're talking bruises, cuts and scrapes, etc. Yeah.
Basically.
Right, and I take it these constant times they were battering it essentially, did that have I think that had a long lasting impact on you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay. Do you ever suffer any flashbacks, any nightmares?
Oh yeah, I get that constantly. I'll get that constantly. I still get it today.
Right, okay. So in relation to the emotional aspect, so describe to me what would they do to emotionally abuse you? Was there any name calling?
Yes, there was name calling. It was just constant name calling and all the rest of it.
Did that make you feel isolated at all?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And in relation to the sexual abuse, obviously I know this is quite a sore topic, and if you need to stop at any time, please let me know, but I do need some type of details if you can recall anything.
As to what aspect?
So, was it Ryan and Stuart? Was the other students involved?
No, it was just Ryan and Stuart.
Ryan and Stuart, okay. And when
first
you
started with Stuart, at first I was in first year, he was in fourth.
Right, okay. So how did it start, can you recall?
Just basically, to what I can remember. Sorry, that's just really hard.
No, of course, and that's why I said take your time. If you can't speak about it now, it's okay. I'm not going to go into all the details. I just need someone vague expression of what happened.
Stuart forced me to give him blowjobs.
Um, Okay, that's fine. That we can just leave it at that. It's absolutely fine. And then how did Ryan get involved? How did he come into the mix?
The exact same.
All right. Okay. Right. Okay. And obviously, would they threaten you to do this if you refused?
Yeah.
Right, that's fine in relation to that aspect now. So, in relation to the abuse, you said the teachers knew about this. They were very much aware of it.
Yeah, all the teachers and staff knew.
And what did they do about it?
Well, it became that bad, and when I went into fourth year, I actually became a day pupil.
A day pupil, what does that mean?
Basically means I would travel back to the children's home instead of staying at school.
Right.
So basically getting a taxi from my tongue to the school.
Right. So you were there for the lessons and then you'd go home, yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's fine. So when did they eventually make that decision? Can you recall like how long you'd been there? Or was it towards the end?
It was when I was in fourth year, so that was towards the end in my schooling. Started doing that in 1998.
Right, okay.
I actually left before it was supposed to because the bullying was that bad.
Right, okay, that's fine. And so when obviously you said that all the teachers were aware of, about it, so when you complained, when you were telling them about this, what did they do? Did they do anything at all, or did they just brush it off? What was the position there?
They took it to the headmaster. They helped best they could, but sometimes it didn't help.
Right. So, regardless of you obviously confiding in them, it didn't stop anything. Everything had very much remained the same, and they didn't expel this Ryan and Stuart. They didn't suffer at all, basically, by the sounds of it.
No.
Right. Okay. Right, so obviously, I know it's been difficult to speak about that, but I do appreciate the information you have provided. I'm just going to pop that onto your file now. Right. Right, okay. So I'm just checking that now we have got everything we need. Yeah, we've got your ID, your proof of address, all signed documents are on file. That's absolutely fine. Right, okay. So from this stage, obviously, you've already received the client care letter. You've signed the CFA. You know who we are and what we're doing for you, correct?
Mm-hmm. I've not received any letters in the fourth yet, though.
We do. If you prefer postal correspondence, we can, just for ease. And obviously, we don't want anyone, obviously, if you live with anyone seeing the letters. So we do try and correspond with you via email, if at all possible.
Okay.
Is that okay? Obviously, if you
prefer, if you
ever prefer an alternative communication method, just please let us know and we will accommodate. We just do. It's a lot more obviously secure. The letters. We post the letter, even though we put the address on it. There's always the chance that it might get misdelivered. We don't want that to happen. But your email, address. Yeah. So from this stage, what happens is we pass this along to our specialist DSAR team. So they're a team who will be sending off disclosure requests or data subject access requests to all the relevant bodies, okay? We then pool all that evidence together, and we would then later down the line take a more detailed witness statement from you when we've got all that evidence in support, and then we submit all that to the panel. So you should be aware, you should be told at the beginning, so the panel, it's all behind closed doors when they've got all the information, so you don't have to attend or go before anyone or read any evidence. It's not going to be like that whatsoever. The panel will then make a decision on the level of award that you're likely to receive. So the level of reward, it can be certain, it depends on the severity of the abuse you've suffered. Obviously, from what you've told me, it seems like it is quite severe, so the award would likely be towards the top end. But towards the end, once we get the award decision from the panel, one of the solicitors and legal advisors would then write to you and give you a lot more substantive advice on the level of the award. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So I've got everything I need now. I'm going to add all the institutions except, let me just have a look. No, we haven't got it. Your GP practice. Who's your current GP practice?
That's Mel Rogerick.
Sorry, you cut off then. What is it?
Mel Hill.
Mel Hill Surgery.
Mel. M-I-L-L.
Oh, Mel Hill Surgery. And where is that?
It's in Northumberland.
Right, let me have a look. So that's 87 Woodmill Street?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, because obviously we'll request your GP records as well. I do need to know, obviously, do you use any recreational drugs?
No, I don't.
No drugs. Obviously, it's fine to drink alcohol, but would you say you abuse alcohol in any way due to the abuse? No. That's fine.
The only drugs I take is my prescribed ones.
Right, and the prescribed ones, is that for depression, anxiety, or have you got other ailments?
Yeah, it's also for PTSD as well.
So you've been diagnosed with the PTSD, the depression and anxiety, and you take medication. That's fine. Right, so that's the purpose of getting, obviously, the medical records. So that's all documented that we can prove to the panel and the scheme itself that you do suffer with this. And I gather, obviously, the abuse you suffered has contributed to this, if not caused it entirely. Yeah. Right, okay. So that's Mill Hill Surgery. KY114JW. Right, okay. So have you got any questions for me at this stage?
Nope, nothing.
Right, okay. So as I said, it'll be passed on to our specialist DSAR team. We'll start getting all the requests out. Usually, this should take about 30 days to acknowledge the request and provide the information. This can vary quite a lot, completely dependent on if they're inundated with requests, whether any documents are in archive or whether they need more time to find those documents. If they request the more time, it's the reasonable thing is to usually give it to them, because some of these records, as you can imagine, were going back over 20 years. It can be quite hard to find them in the first instance. But we'll keep you updated. As soon as we've got any form of substantive update, we will be in touch straight away. In the interim, obviously, we're always at the other end of the line, so if you ever need to speak about something, if something comes to mind that you may not have mentioned during this call, feel free to contact us. You've got our email, you've got our contact number, and we can obviously speak to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Wright. And as I said, as soon as we've got a further update, we will be in touch.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, bye.